Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Father, we come humbly this morning and ask, like the disciples, teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray to you and offer you our sacrifice of praise, to give our burdens to you that you've been so faithful to help us carry and take from us. We just lay them at your feet, Lord. I pray for my brother as he comes to give to us the word of life, the bread of life. Just ask that you hide him in your shadow, Lord, and fill him with your spirit. Speak to him, whisper in his ear, and tell him, Holy Spirit, what you see in these scriptures and what you want us to hear. I pray, Lord, that when we leave this place today, that we will say amongst ourselves, it was as if we could hear chains breaking all over the church and hitting the floor. Set us free, Lord. I pray that someone will, if they don't know you, that they will come to know you today, or that someone will come forth to be identified with you in baptism, or join us here in our ranks at Second Mile. Your will be done, Lord. We commit this service to you. Speak to us. Your servants are listening. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Billy. God bless you. Well, good morning. It's 2021. Well, with a response like that, we may just stay in 2020. It's 2021. It is. Hallelujah. We've got a new year, and we have moved through the old year. Now we're about to embark upon a new year as we enter into 2021. I can't think of a better passage of Scripture, a more timely text for us this morning than the last message in the Glory in the Church sermon series. We find ourselves in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. And while you're looking for that, let me just kind of introduce the subject matter. I want to talk to you this morning about our secret weapon. Now, we've been moving through Ephesians chapter 6 over the last two or three weeks and even before, and we've learned that we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a fight. We are in we're in spiritual warfare. How many of you understand that today? This is not some playground. This is a battleground that we are on. And there is a battle going on for the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. And we're right smack dab in the middle of that. But hallelujah, we have also learned that while we are up against the dark side and the dark ruler and his dark helpers, there is victory in Jesus. You can have victory over whatever. And I'm so thankful too. Y'all just pray for me this morning, man. I'm like the old, remember those old coffee pots? They used to just percolate. Well, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just, all this stuff that we've been looking at. So, just remember this. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle's not against one another. Our battle is against spiritual forces that are in this world. It's against the devil, the old sinister minister and his demons. It's against the dark side. But I've come here today to tell you that we've got some armor to put on or pick up. And we've been talking about that, this arsenal of armor that the Christian has. Most of those pieces of armor need to be, spiritual armor need to be picked up. A couple of them need to be put on. So we're excited about victory that comes in Christ. But, you know, there's another piece of weaponry that I think really a lot of folks don't know much about. It is our secret weapon. It's the weapon of prayer. We were singing about it this morning. We're going to preach about it this morning. Now, the picture that Paul is painting for us before we read the scripture is that of a soldier going into battle, and all of a sudden he drops to his knees in prayer. That's the picture. That's what he's trying to get across to us here. And you know, did y'all know that every time a believer kneels in prayer, the dark side trembles? Satan and all his demons tremble when the weakest Christian drops to his or her knees in prayer. And so you'll never know how victorious that you can be in this life without this thing we call prayer. And by the way, let me say this. You don't ever graduate from the school of prayer. We're all in this school of prayer, and we're learning together. Like the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And so we're going to look at this thing. Now, you remember Jesus, he was constantly and continually in prayer to his heavenly Father, right? Well, have mercy, so should we. And so we're going to learn more and hear more about this secret weapon that we have called prayer this morning. If you're excited about that, say amen. Amen. Now, if you're not, say, I'm not going to lie. All right. Let's look at this. Look at verse 18, Ephesians 6. Praying always. There's a sermon right there. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, Paul says, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Here's the first thing I think the Holy Spirit's telling us about prayer. Our secret weapon, we need to pray regularly. We need to be regular in prayer. Amen? Scripture's crystal clear, morning, noon, and night. The believer ought to be about prayer in this attitude, this atmosphere of prayer. Anybody know what 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says? Pray without. That's right. So we need to be in this atmosphere all day long, 24/7, of prayer. Now, why should we pray all throughout the day? Because the very minute you are not in an attitude of prayer, you are open to an attack from the evil one. Now, I'm going to give you something here. I don't know where I got this. This is not mine. But you need to write it down. You need to get it in your spirit. And you need to... We just gave a gift to Lottie Moon, didn't we? Lottie's getting rich all the time. Listen to this. A prayerless time is a perilous time. Let me say that again. A prayerless time is a perilous time. The devil will do whatever he can do to keep us from prayer. How many of you sometimes really struggle to pray? Well, guess who's behind that? The evil one. He does not want us to pray. He'll make us busy. He'll make you tired. He'll get you to feeling guilty about something. He does not want us to pray. How many of you have been praying and all of a sudden you hear something off in the background? A cell phone will go off. A text message will come over the phone. The cattle fall into the aquarium. The grandkids get in a fight. And the next thing you know, you are not on praying ground anymore. Can I get a witness? Satan is working against us. And the next thing you know, sometimes in prayer, you're 1,000 miles away. And can I just give you just a little bit of advice here? I'll tell you what, I'll help you. It hadn't hollered yet. All right. Listen to me now. If you'll pray out loud, it'll help you to stay on task. Just praying out loud. Well, what if somebody hears me? Who cares? I'm not going to tell you who it was, but I've talked to a lot of these prospective deacons, and one of the guys I was talking to said, "Now, Cal, I'd love to serve as a deacon, but don't you dare call on me to pray." And I said, "Well, how about we do this? I won't call on you to pray, but I might call on you to sing or preach. That'd be okay?" But here's several churches that I've served had a prayer closet. And my last church, we had a prayer closet. And you'd go in there, and I'd go in there on Sunday mornings, and there's a list of prayer needs and prayer requests, and you pray over those. And I'm praying out loud. I always pray out loud. And our security guys would come in early on Sunday morning and open up the church, you know, unlock everything, get the lights on, and get the, make sure the heat or whatever time of year it was, what was the thermostats were right. And they'd hear me praying, and I didn't realize that. Because sometimes, you know how emotional I am. I get excited. And I came out of the prayer room that morning, Coach, and one of the security guys that you love called, walked up to me. He said, "I hope I didn't disturb you this morning." I said, "What? What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, I heard you praying in there." I said, "You did?" He said, "Yeah, you scared me." So whatever you've got to do to stay regular in prayer, just find whatever it is that'll help you. I pray out loud. I pray out loud. And I don't know, in your quiet time, your devotional time, I would also encourage you in your prayer time, have your Bible right with you. Because I'll tell you, powerful prayer comes when you start praying God's Word right back to Him. "Well, Father, Your Word says that You'd never leave me or forsake me. Your Word says that You would supply all of my needs in glory by Christ. Your Word says." That's a great way to make sure your prayers are being heard in heaven by praying God's Word back to you. There's a lot of other little tricks, not tricks, but not a lot of other little things that will help keep you in prayer. Get off by yourself so you don't get distracted as well. Praying out loud, whatever it is, pray regularly. Have you got, is that the point? Y'all say that with me. Pray regularly. Here's the second thing I believe He's telling us. Pray correctly. Now, look at verse 18. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication." How? In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Pray correctly. Well, how do you pray in the Spirit? Well, I don't think we're talking about anything magical and mystical. I don't think we're talking about some prayer language here. I simply think we're talking about, in our prayer time, we need to make absolutely sure that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding that prayer time. And that begins with humbling ourselves and saying, "Okay, Lord, whatever You want to do, I'm in." Jude 20 says that we are to pray in the Spirit. If you have your Bible, turn left in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. We've looked at this and talked about this before, but it's so applicable for us this morning. Pray correctly. Man, listen to this. Romans 8, 26 says, "Likewise," Romans 8, 26, I'll give you another second. "Likewise, the Spirit," capital S, "also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought." How many of you from time to time, "Lord, I just don't know how to pray about this." And there's been times when I've been so tore up, I didn't even know what to pray. Well, guess what? You're on praying ground then. Because listen to what happens. "For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." What we're talking about here is allowing the Holy Spirit to create, to orchestrate, to lead, guide and empower our prayers. You know, we get really antsy sometimes, but from time to time, especially when you're praying together with some people, don't just jump in and start blurting out prayers. Give the Holy Spirit time. I was in a prayer meeting a few years ago. This was illustrated to me powerfully. And there was about six or seven of us. We were praying one Saturday night before church. And we were in this little prayer room at the church. And we started to pray. And yet no one said a word. This went on 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. No one said a word. Can you imagine six or seven Baptists in a room and nobody said a word for 20 minutes? We get so uncomfortable when it gets quiet, don't we? But you know what the Spirit did that night? Man, He began to move and direct our prayers. We were all weeping. I mean, it was like God was right there in our laps, or we were in His lap. And it was one of the most unbelievable times. Wait on the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead your prayer time. He knows what the will of God is. That's what the Scripture tells us. And let me tell you, if you're praying in the will of God, your prayer is going to get answered. Amen? And so, wait on the presence of the Spirit to lead you in your prayer time, whether it's an individual prayer meeting or a corporate prayer meeting. Praying correctly, praying in the Spirit. There's a lot more I could say there, but we need to move on. And then thirdly, we need to pray persistently. Pray persistently. Look again at verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with what? All perseverance. All perseverance. You know, sometimes I give up too easily in prayer. Am I all by myself here? You know, sometimes we just give up too easy. Pray persistently. By the way, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. The tense of those verbs there are telling us to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, to keep on knocking. We need to be persistent in our prayers. I've been praying 39 years for some folks in my family to come to Christ. You keep praying for that lost one. You keep praying for that situation. You never know what God's going to do. You keep praying for the healing of that loved one. Bible tells us plainly in James chapter 5 that we're to pray for one another to be healed. Now, God's obviously not going to heal everybody. But we're to pray persistently. Luke 18:1 bears this out. It says, men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Don't give up. Don't quit. You know, sometimes I've prayed, this is confession time, I prayed with wrong motives and wrong desires. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? Amen. Ruth Graham said, I almost married the wrong man 3 times. That's Billy Graham's wife we're talking about there. Sometimes God says no, and when He does, it's for our best, right? And then sometimes God says yes. And boy, when He says yes, you normally get much more than you even asked for. But here's the tough one. Wait. Wait. Our great big sovereign God, when we're praying and He says wait, normally He's working behind the scenes in other people. And bless God, sometimes He's working in my life before He answers. Right? And so we need to be very persistent in our prayer time. He's wanting to do a work through prayer. And I don't remember a time when I really didn't get an answer to my prayer. Now, these folks I've been praying for 39 years, I think God's still saying wait. But I am not going to quit and I'm not going to give up, because it's not God's will that any might perish. And so you keep praying. Pray persistently and then pray inclusively. Look at the last part of verse 18. It says, to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. All the saints. Look at your neighbor and say, that's you. Now look at your other neighbor and say, that's you. We're to pray for all the saints. Everyone. Now I know some saints are sweeter than other saints. Well, who's he talking about? Probably. Pray for all the saints. Now, you know what that says to me? Our prayer list ought to be getting longer and longer and longer. Are you praying for all the saints? You need to pray for this brother right here and his dear wife. Pray for your Sunday school teachers, your children's Sunday school workers, our teenagers down here. We need to pray for those who are bringing the word week in and week out. We need to pray for all the saints. We're going to have some new deacons serving here in just a couple of weeks. Going to have an ordination service. And I want y'all to start praying for your new deacons. And we're going to have a church council, and we've got that put together. Our deacons and myself are going to be doing our dead level best to keep the unity and harmony that we've got in our church through meeting spiritual needs. And then our church council is going to be doing everything they can do to help meet our administrative needs in the church. And so we need to pray for one another. We need to pray for the nursery workers. If you don't say amen to that, we're going to put you on the nursery workers list. Let me tell you, that's a tough ministry. And we need to be praying for our missionaries. Amen, Bill? I mean, we need to be praying for all the saints. There isn't anybody that ought to be left out. And most of all, pray for your pastors, your staff. Goodness gracious. Well, I've heard this before, really. I just don't like Brother Cal. Get in line. There's a lot of folks that don't. But you know what? If the Lord Jesus is your Savior, you don't have to like me. You've got to love me. And you know what that means? You've got to pray for me, jump in, and help me do it better. I know I need help. God's still working on me too. And can I just say, God's still working on y'all too. Amen? And so we're to pray inclusively. Who are you praying for? We're supposed to pray for all the saints. And then let's pray evangelistically. And I really wanted to get to this. Look at verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Do you hear what Paul's saying? Now, remember, he wrote this in a Roman prison cell, and he's chained to a Roman prisoner. And he's saying, please pray for me that I would be bold in sharing my faith, getting the gospel to people. Pray that I would have a heart for... Do y'all know what's on God's great big heart this morning? Lost folks. That's why He told us to go and make disciples. That's what's on God's heart. And when a church is not reaching people for Christ, we're not... Have you got any lost people on your prayer list? I had a lady in Waynesboro tell me... She told me, Brother Cal, I don't know any lost people. You know what I did? I said, you're going to go with me tomorrow. And she did. And you know what she's doing now? She's giving everybody that comes within 6 feet of her the gospel. That's what Paul's praying for. We need to get a heart like God's heart is and begin praying for people to be saved. Who are you praying for to come to Christ? And then are you praying like Paul? For boldness. For boldness. We're going to start back on our Wednesday night services on the 13th. Not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. And we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be doing evangelism training. Going to learn how to share your faith. And it's called The Best News. And I'm going to need to start a sign-up sheet. But, man, I've got a... Here's my book. That's called The Leader's Guide. And then y'all are going to get a little booklet called The Best News, Evangelism Training. We're going to go through these things. And then you've got some cards that you're going to get. So I'm going to start a list. We're going to get that done. And the first couple of Wednesday nights, Dr. James Merritt's going to preach a couple of evangelistic sermons. And then we're going to dive into the training time bless God. If it kills us, we're going to become a soul-winning church. Well, there's three amens. We're ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We're His ambassadors. What do ambassadors do? They bring people together, and it's our job to bring folks to Jesus. And He will give us the words to say. And if you're scared, if you're not sure about what to say, you need to be here on Wednesday night, starting on the 13th. And those first two Wednesday nights, we'll hear a message from one of my heroes of the faith, Dr. James Merritt. And then we'll dive into the training time on Wednesday night. And we'll learn how to share our faith. And it's based on four little elements called bad news, worst news, good news, best news. Four of those things. We can all remember that, right? And then you're going to be able to tell your story, give your testimony in that. So I would encourage all of you, next Sunday we'll have a big sign-up sheet. I need to know who's coming, how many we got coming, so I can order a participant guides for you and that kind of thing. But we need to be praying for lost folks. And we need to be praying for boldness. Are y'all still with me? You can preach a little longer when we don't have Sunday school, huh? I don't know why that is, but let me say this. I know Billy's over here itching. I know what it's like to have to sit and not be able to use your gift. And it's tough. And our children's workers and our Sunday school teachers downstairs, y'all just be patient. You're going to get back in the Word with your students this next coming Sunday. Let's close with this. Where do you pray? Do you pray at work? Do you pray at home? Do you pray at church? Do you do like your crazy pastor and pray in the car? Where do you pray? Well, let me just share this with you. Wherever and whenever you're praying, you are winning the victory. There should have been an explosion in here. What we've been through in 2020, have mercy. Wherever and whenever you are praying, you are standing in victory because of the will to pray. Now, having said that, some of y'all are just going to fall out. This is so good. You've heard this before, but man, you need to hear it one more time. We'll close with this, I promise. Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore, He, who is He, the Lord Jesus, is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Some of y'all didn't get that. Jesus acquired our salvation on the cross and in the tomb, and He is maintaining our salvation through His intercessory prayer ministry. You understand what that means? Jesus is praying for you. And if He's praying for you, how can you get lost? How can you not win? If Jesus is praying for you, how can you not stand in victory? Whew. I'm so thankful for the Lord Jesus this morning. He is the ultimate prayer warrior. And He is praying for His bride. We have the victory in prayer this morning. And one of these days, we're going to see the one who's been praying for us face to face. Hallelujah. Let's do that right now. Let's pray. Well, Father, how awesome it is to know that You are with us and You are praying for us. Oh, God, seal this truth to us that we need to become a praying church. Because when we're a praying church, we're a soul-winning church. And when we're a soul-winning church, we're a disciple-making church. And when we're a disciple-making church, we're a giving church. And when we're a giving church, we're a loving church. And when we're a loving church, we're a church that's filled with faith. How can we go wrong if we'll just pray? Oh God, teach us to pray. That's where the victory is for each one of us. Lord, truly, how we need You. Oh, God, we need You. I don't know, Father, who's here today, but I sense in my spirit there are some real needs this morning. And there are some folks that need to get up out of their seat and just come to this old-fashioned altar here. Just pour their heart out to You in a time of prayer. Maybe we need to pray for a family member or a lost loved one. Or maybe there's a sick family member and we need to pray for them. Oh God, would You teach us to pray? I thank You for our secret weapon, the weapon of prayer. You're here today and you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you are in the right spot. You're in the right place. God brought you here so that you could hear the gospel and be saved. I tell you what, if you're here today and you're lost, you're not in a relationship with Christ, if you just come forward when we sing or when you leave, if you'll grab one of our second mile marker cards back here on the table, give me your name and phone number. I'll call you. Whatever you've got to do. We want to make sure that everybody. The only prayer God's going to hear is that of a saved person. Isaiah 59 tells us that. Oh God, do what only You can do right now. As we pray together. And as we sing together. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.